More compelling than what he said was what he did not say. The more Zachariah talked, the more convinced I was that his rambling chatter was meant to keep us from the crucial question, who killed Mr. Hollybrass? And the more the question was avoided, the more certain I was that it was he. But how could I accuse him? The captain would have to know that he was alive, and that knowledge would mean Zachariah's certain death. Also, it would mean the end of the crew's plan, which required Zachariah, for bringing Captain Jaggery to justice. No wonder I couldn't ask him the question. I did not want to know. A noise startled me. I felt Zachariah's hand on my arm. A warning. A shaft of light dropped into the darkness. I could see that the cargo hatch on deck had been pulled open. In moments we heard someone on the ladder. I scurried back into the brig. Zachariah hastened to close the bars. Then he retrieved his water jug and disappeared from my side. I did not know where. I looked toward the ladder and saw Captain Jaggery descending slowly. He carried a lantern and had a pistol tucked into his belt. When he reached the foot of the ladder, he paused and looked about, as if making an inspection of the hold. Finally, he approached the brig. There he lifted the lantern and scrutinized me as if I were some thing. It was a look filled with a hatred such as I had never seen before, or since, its clear, precise intensity given greater force by his state of personal disorder, his unkempt hair, his dirty face, the trembling muscle along his jaw. At last he said, "Miss Doyle, to have murdered a shipmate, an officer, is a capital offense. The penalty for such an act is death by hanging. Let me assure you, a trial is not required, the evidence being altogether clear. I have the right to sentence you without trial, but I insist that you have your fairness. It shall not be me who judges you. I'm not such a fool as that. No, the judgment will be made by those whom you have taken as your equals, your shipmates." So saying, he undid the padlock on the brig and pulled the gate open. "So be it, Miss Doyle. Your trial commences."